Hey guys, I'm Christina and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. World War II was not kind to my family. In specific, 48 members of my family on my mother's side were killed in that war, including two of my uncles who, children at the time, were killed by Nazis in front of my grandmother as they were being taken to a POW camp where they would spend the first half of the war. And none of them were Jewish. They were just connected to politics and the press and saw a people group being bullied and decided to try to do something because that was not what they were about as Christians, citizens, or human beings. To say that I strongly dislike Hitler and Nazis because of that is being extremely generous to the Nazis. But I didn't tell you that to make you feel anger or pity or to make you cry. I told you that so that when I tell you this next story, you understand the context of what I'm trying to say. Okay, Sherman, set the Wayback Machine to the Netherlands, 1944. The Allies had managed to liberate the southern portion of the country from German occupation. The Germans responded by then setting up a blockade, and since the south was where almost all of the farms were, that resulted in the food supply being cut off to the more populated northwest. A devastating famine resulted, killing thousands. But in that dark time, God was working. A doctor there was treating children with a serious autoimmune disease called celiac disease. It is a disease that, among other things, destroys the lining of your gut, making it difficult, if not impossible, to absorb nutrients from the food you eat. You starve to death, even though you are eating. But this doctor, Dr. Diche, noticed during this time that the children under his care, while still starving like everyone else, started to improve with all of their other symptoms. When the Allies managed to drop in food, their symptoms reappeared almost immediately. The food in question was bread, made from wheat and containing the protein gluten. The cause of celiac disease was found. Fast forward to many years later, and I'm watching my son eat more than I do at a meal, and yet slowly looking more and more like a kid that you see on a UNICEF commercial, slowly starving to death. After 2 years of doctors and tests, he was finally diagnosed with celiac disease. And he's doing great now. As long as we avoid gluten, he's a completely normal kid. But if Hitler and his army, the same ones who killed most of my family, hadn't cut off the food supply there, we would not have known that. And the only thing that keeps my brain from breaking with that knowledge is Genesis 50:20. You intended to do me harm, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. That's what Joseph said to his brothers when he revealed that their attempt to kill him years ago had led him on a journey that would end up saving their lives as well as the lives of many others in the midst of a devastating famine. Let me be clear. The fact that God used Joseph and the evil done to him for good does not take away the evil his brothers did. Just like the discovery of the trigger for celiac disease does not in any way make Hitler or his actions better. It does nothing to compensate for the lives lost or the ones forever damaged by that war. But it is estimated that 1 in 133 Americans have celiac disease. That's millions of people in just one country, my son one of them. Their lives are changed because God worked in the middle of evil and darkness to save them. And for that, I am grateful. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button. And if you want to continue the conversation, please consider joining our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.